Connell Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 2:33 across the state of Wisconsin on this 20th of June, 2023. Hopefully you're all having a wonderful day out there. A beautiful day across Wisconsin, at least for much of it. Coming up tomorrow, summer solstice. Also my mom's birthday. So happy birthday, Mom, tomorrow. But the longest day of the year tomorrow, summer solstice. Great event called Make Music Madison. We'll be talking about in just a minute, but also we're going to be welcoming our next guest, a colleague here at Civic Media Radio Network, Jimmy Kay, one of the co-hosts of Max Inc. Radio on Saturday nights. Jimmy, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me in, and I've come to unplug you all from politics for a few minutes here on Civic Media.
Well, we kind of our theme, our motto is, you know, pursuing truth wherever it may lead. And having fun doing it. So you're the fun of the day. You know, you're the part we can kind of take a break a little bit from politics and talk about music. Jimmy, for those that might not listen to Max Inc. Radio on Saturday nights, and good gosh, I can't imagine why, but if they have, tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about the program.
You bet. So Max Inc. Radio is every Saturday and Sunday here on Civic Media from 6 to midnight. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. We interview the artist. We get people coming in from about community events and musicians. We talk about, we have people come in and play live in the studio, which is my favorite part of the show.
That's really cool.
Live in the Devil's Lair. It's just building community through radio and mm-hmm. local music, supporting our local music scene, which really ties in with what's happening tomorrow with Make Music Madison.
Sure. One of the cool things I like about Max Inc. is you do seek out these bands. And they're all, I remember one night I was down here working on a weekend on stuff for our show. Mm-hmm. And I saw this. I'm not sure if they're bluegrass or what. It was this great, like, a string quartet. And I'm like, my gosh, I could sit and listen to this, you know, all night long. And so I love the varietal. And to your point, I think sometimes we don't realize the talent right here in the state of Wisconsin.
It blows me away every week when we do the show, Rocker, Terry Barr, and I, it blows me away the talent that we have, not only here in Madison, but around the state of Wisconsin. The local music scene is so strong here. The musicians are very dedicated to their art, and they want to perform for you. Yeah. And a lot of them, they want to make a living at it, too. So mm-hmm. it's our responsibility to pay attention to these artists. If we like them, support them, buy their merch, throw mm-hmm. a couple bucks in the tip bucket, whatever the case may be. But the big thing, like I said, you know, music builds community, and that's the nice thing about the local music scene. Everybody can tune on, you know, listen to Red Hot Chili Peppers or Metallica anytime, but to listen to a band like an Eddie Berth or a Sunspot mm-hmm. or something like that and hear that new music for the first time and really enjoy it, it would be really something special.
We did not plan this because Todd is moving this week. I'm a little, to use Dan Schaefer's phrase, I'm a little discombobulated instead of recombobulated. So it was only through Rocker that we realized you're going to be on this afternoon. But when I got ready for work, I have my Super Tanker t-shirt on here. A friend of mine, Chris Pauls, in that local Wisconsin band, saw that a couple of weeks ago at High Noon Saloon. We had Tony Castaneda on the show. His Latin sextet is now back in residency at the Cardinal Bar.
I heard that interview. That was great to hear from Tony again.
Is he great?
Yeah, he is.
Awesome. Tony's one of those guys where I could just sit and listen and have a drink with him and be entertained.
And how cool is it to have the Cardinal back in Madison, Wisconsin? That's the best thing ever.
An iconic place, right?
It really is, yeah. Many a times there, Saturday nights, mostly for Butter, the disco thing back in the 90s. Great place. Seen some comedy shows there, too.
Yeah.
Good play. Good times.
It's a great place. And it doesn't matter whether it's here in Madison or Milwaukee or Green Bay or other places in the state. Every kind of town has even the small towns, right? Even has a country band or like just a talent night where you're like, this is my neighbor. And they're really talented.
Exactly. You know, and it could be, you know, a coworker or possibly a neighbor that is just in a band that they started or they've been doing it for a while. Yeah. Even when you find out you got a friend that's in a band, go out and see them play.
So what's your background, Jimmy? Sometimes I know as hosts we're a little uncomfortable talking about ourselves, but I think it's kind of cool for the listeners to know kind of like what was your interest in music? Have you played in a band? Did you where'd you go? Like what's that sort of thing?
I'm not a musician at all. Mm-hmm. I played the bassoon when I was in eighth grade and I had absolutely no rhythm whatsoever.
Really?
I struggled dancing sometimes. There's a video of our New Year's event, me trying to dance to Porky's Groove Machine at the Spaceship.tv once. I'm hoping to get that erased soon. Max Inc. Radio has been a passion of mine for the last 12, 11 years. Wow. We started it as an internet radio station, a spinoff of the Maximum Inc. music magazine with Rocker. It started in my basement, actually, and was in my basement.
Really?
From there, a couple of years later, we actually did the show live at the Wisco and the Frequency here in Madison. It was kind of a variety, live variety music show.
Yeah.
Because of digital broadcasting laws, it became very expensive to have an internet only station. So we retired Max Inc. Radio, and then Crude and Rocker met up at Atwood Fest, and Crude was like, hey, I'm starting this station here, 92.7 in Madison, and we wanted to put some music on the weekends. And the rest is history. In fact, July 1st, when we do the show here on Civic Media, it will be our 4-year anniversary on this station.
Hey, congratulations. That's awesome, man. I mean, I for people who don't understand kind of what it takes to do a weekly show or a daily show, I mean, it's a commitment, right? And 4 years of bringing Wisconsin music to the airwaves, that's pretty cool.
For 6 hours, for 12 hours, because we do a replay at midnight and there's also a replay on Sunday. But putting together a 6-hour show, even with music, it's challenging at times, and especially to keep it fresh and not repetitive and keep it interesting for folks to tune in.
And I think a lot of folks, you know, that we might be new to places like, you know, Green Bay or Racine or Kenosha, Hayward. A lot of places around Wisconsin wonder what Civic Media is. And I think Max Inc. Radio epitomizes one of the main goals of Civic Media, which is to focus on community and Wisconsin product.
Yeah, the mission statement between Civic Media and Max Inc. and the years I've worked with Rock are very similar.
Yeah.
With Crudy and Sage is political, which is very important, but also with Max Inc. it's music. And really, I think the two really mingle well here on the radio. And it gives the listeners all over the state a good option to tune in on a Saturday night.
So let's tell people a little bit about this Make Music Madison. I've heard of it before, but not super familiar. It's not just a Madison thing, right? It happens all over. Tell folks a little bit about it.
So it's Make Music Day. I believe it started over in France, if I remember my history right, a number of years ago. And there's communities all over the world that host Make Music Day in their community and have musicians play out in the sidewalks, out in the parks, wherever outside for free for the people. Here in Madison, Make Music Madison is organized. The main director, Mary Rose Ekper, they had a goal this year of booking 500 shows. Last year it was about 400 or so. So they wanted to book 500 shows this year.
Wow.
They ended up booking about 670 shows around the city of Madison. And all these shows are free shows in public spaces, sidewalks, parks, in front of stores, people's homes. They open their home up to be a venue for Make Music Madison. And it's the true definition of building community. You invite people out to these public spaces or into your homes or wherever, and you put on a show, you put on some music. And of course, as the listener of this music, you can go up, you can buy some merch, you can throw some money in the tip bucket if you want. You definitely want to support your local artist. But it's just an excuse maybe to take off work for that day or take a half a day. And even if you can't get off work, Todd, you can go to makemusicmadison.org. You can go to the website and you could filter when you're available. And then there's a Google map there. It'll actually show you when the show, where you can see shows, what artists. You can search by artist. You can search by venue. It's really intuitive. It's really cool. So it just blows me away. 670 shows in a 12-hour, 14-hour time period tomorrow here in Madison.
And it's all genres.
It is. It's all genres. And the other thing, I know we have listeners like Green Bay, Wausau, Stevens Point, all these other communities, they have their own as well. Make Music Green Bay, Make Music Appleton, you know. So it's really community-driven, micro community for each town.
So I mean, I like Madison. I'm looking at my computer. It says makemusicmadison.org. You can probably put in makemusicgreenbay.org, makemusicmilwaukee.org, I assume, for things like that. But I'm looking at the map. You're absolutely right. And there, I mean, the Isthmus is packed, but all the way out to, Sun Prairie. Maybe Luke Mathers is going to play the spoons on his porch. I'm not sure. He's a drummer. Luke's a drummer.
I did not know that.
A legit drummer. Got Monona all the way out to Verona and Middleton. I mean, you're right. It's just amazing.
You know, maybe we can get a Civic Media. Doesn't Evan play guitar or bass?
Little bass guitar.
Aaron Zommers plays drums and synthesizer, I think, and maybe trombone. So I believe as well.
I think what doing here, we're committing to next year, make Music Madison a Civic Media with a Civic Media band.
You heard it here, folks.
A Civic Media band. I like that. Yeah. I like that a lot. Anything else in particular about the Make Music Madison or Make Music event across Wisconsin that people should know?
So tomorrow we're doing a show at the brand new Civic Media Studio, 202 State Street. Super excited about this. We got three artists coming in between 3 and 6 p.m. They're both all three artists will do about a 45-minute set. Opening up will be Eddie Berth. He was on The Devil's Lair this past Saturday. There's an podcast for up on the Max Inc. radio page for that. Super talented guy. And you'll want to cry a little bit when you listen to his music. Mm-hmm. The second band is Sunspot, a legendary Madison band. They've been around since like 1997, rocking out. Ben and Wendy and Mike in that band. Sunspot is a great band. And then we're going to wrap up the day with folk singer Dana Perry, who is one of my favorite folk singers here in Madison. She's awesome. And she'll be down at starting at 5 o'clock on the Civic Media stage. That's right next to the Comedy Club, 202 State Street, and the brand new world headquarters for Civic Media.
So it's going to be outside.
It's going to be outside.
Right on State Street. Yep. I guess State Street and Fairchild, if I'm not mistaken, right across the Overture Center.
Yes.
People can just stop by. It's free. Doesn't cost you a darn thing.
No. But if you do stop, you know, maybe have a buck or two to throw in the tip bucket for the musicians. We want to make sure we support them.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's a great stuff. So Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio doing their part to get the music of the day out. A couple of awards coming up, Jimmy, in case you're just joining us. Jimmy Kay of Max Inc. Radio, one of the co-hosts, along with Rocker and Terry Barr. The program can be heard every evening, 6 until midnight, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, based here in Madison at WMDX 92.7. Jimmy, a couple of awards of some of our folks on the docket.
Yeah, right now, the Best of Madison is ongoing right now. You can go vote for the final round for the Best of Madison through Madison Magazine, Channel 3000. Mm-hmm. I don't have an actual link, but you just Google it. Sure. You'll find it. Yeah. But Dom and Crute, the Devil's Advocates, they're up for Best Radio Team. So we would love for them to win that award. They are very deserving of it. So Best of Madison for Dom and Crute for the Best Radio Team. And then Max Inc. Radio has been nominated for the Best Radio Local Music Radio Station in Madison. Station, in air quotes there. I'm very passionate about the Madison Area Music Association. They help put musical instruments in the hands of kids.
Really?
It's
super cool.
Charitable organization. So they have the MAMA Awards in the fall, which is kind of like the Grammys of the Madison, best artist, best song, or whatever. And you can vote for your favorite artist right now at themamas.org. That's themamas.org. You can also make a donation to the Mamas, and they really need your help. They have great programs to help kids get into music. Put instruments in their hands. And that's what the Mamas is all about, getting kids involved with music. And as we all know, music, kids make smart people.
Right. I mean, I'm just such a huge supporter of any extracurricular activity because it gives kids something to do, and I think it boosts self-esteem as well. I don't care whether it's athletics or music or painting or what it is. Mm-hmm. Every kid has a gift. And the key is to help that child find their gift.
And that's exactly what the Mama's mission is all about, helping the kids find that gift, help them, find what they want to do in life through music. Mm-hmm. And it could not be better. So you can check out, you can vote for the Max Inc. Radio for the Best Local Music Station, and also make a donation to the Mamas at themamas.org.
About a minute and a half left here. Jimmy Kay from Max Inc. Radio. Again, can hear him and Rocker and Terry Barr every Saturday from 6 until midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network based here in WMDX in Madison 92.7. Who's on the show this week or any other final thoughts, Jimmy Kay?
I don't have that information.
Sorry, I asked a bad question.
That's okay. That's okay. I wish I could tell you, but if you just follow us on Facebook, usually on Thursday or Friday, we'll make a post of who's on the show. Importantly, we know a lot of bands here in Madison, but our new markets like La Crosse, Eau Claire, up in Hayward, Green Bay, send us your music. Sure. We want to play your local music on the show. You can send us an email, maxincradio@gmail.com.
Max Inc. Radio, great program, great co-host, Jimmy Kay. We appreciate you being here, sir.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
Always a pleasure. Stay with us now. We'll come back and wrap things up for a Tuesday, the 20th of June, 2023. Glad you're along with us. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.